Well, on her first full day on the job as U.S. Ag Secretary, Brooke Rollins traveled to Louisville for the National Farm Machinery Show last Friday night. And while at the show, she spoke with Alan Watts with our news gathering partner, Your Ag Edge, in Kentucky. Rollins says getting a new farm bill passed in 2025 is a priority for both her and President Trump.
The farm bill is at the front of everyone's mind and how we get it across the finish line. We're a couple years behind, as we know. We understand that the entire agriculture community is depending on that. We know that there's a lot of hurting farmers and ranchers out there. And so a big part of my thinking right now is how do we bring together all of the important stakeholders and people that need to be part of that conversation so that as we move toward a farm bill, we are ready to move it in hopefully a more smooth and seamless way than ever before. And President Trump will be leading the way.
Rollins also responded to the high number of bird flu cases across Indiana, Michigan, and the rest of the U.S., leading to a huge loss in revenue for poultry producers, as well as a huge jump in egg and poultry prices for consumers.
The avian bird flu is a big issue. It is one that when yesterday evening I went to the office for the first time after getting confirmed, the very first briefing I had was on this issue. We currently are mapping out multiple different potential solutions. Clearly, it's very tied to egg prices, which America is, especially the moms, are really dealing with right now. And so next week we'll be talking a little bit more about it with some solutions. We are acutely aware of the challenges to our ag community with avian flu, and we are on it.
In addition, Rollins says she pledges to root out all waste, fraud, and abuse at USDA as part of President Trump's plan to make cuts to federal spending.
Looking forward, everything is evaluated right now. Every tax dollar that every one of our great American citizens pay into the system, is it being used in the most effective and efficient way for all of America, but especially in this lane for our American farmers and ranchers? So all under review, but we're moving very quickly.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.